This is the BBC Home Service.
We commence with the Greenslade Impressions.
Oh, look, I'm a train!
It's going to be a long, hard winter.
And now, listeners, I would like to thank those of you who sent old Greenslade all those lovely gifts of ties, socks, and shirts. Keep sending them in, Greensladers, and here is my new address. Greenslade's Natty Gents Outfitters, Petticoat Lane, London. 2, 4, 6, 8. Hold, we a break!
And that signals the start of another highly esteemed Goon Show!
This has nothing to do with the show, but isn't it beautiful? Oh. Lovely weddings, aren't they? Yes.
Greenslade, take off that transparent nightshirt and spiel.
Ladies and gentlepons, from the story by Franz Lehár, we tell a tale of the Austro-Hungarian Empire when Vienna was young and gay and Vic Oliver was still bumming his way around the working men's clubs.
Austria between the years 1908 and 1910. Or to be exact, 1909. The scene opens in the rural hamlet of Beck, situated on the River Bons. But then you have all heard of Bacon Bons.
Yes, Bacon Bons. In that fateful year, I, Neddy Seagoon, was on a walking tour of the Austrian Istrian. By chance, I was given a ticket for the grand ball held at the Schloss Brandenburg in honor of the Emperor's son, Kronprinz Arnold.
Yes, the Kronprinz, being of the House of Eidelberger, was the heir. But we reactionaries did not want another Eidelberger on the throne. So that night at the grand ball, we conspired. Ah, there you are, Count Moriarty.
Ah, good Abend, Herr Colonel Gritpipe. I've been looking for you all over the ballroom.
You fool, you made it so obvious hanging on the chandelier.
Achtung, listen, we must talk together.
No, I'll wait until you've finished.
Look, let us go outside on the balcony.
No, we mustn't do that, we're being watched.
How can we talk without arousing suspicion?
I have it. Come close.
Yeah?
Hold tight now. And up. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Chassis, reverse turn.
My, you waltz divinely. Now we can talk without drawing attention to each other.
Yes.
Do you come here often?
Only for assassination.
Good.
One.
Ah, assassinations. That brings us to the point of Kronprinz Arnold. What is the plan for him?
Well,
yeah?
This night he is sleeping in the castle.
Uh-huh.
At the hour of midnight, we must place a bomb in his bed. 2, 3.
But surely he's bound to feel a cold bomb?
No. Not if it's put inside a hot water bottle. 2, 3. 2, 3.
Good. I tell you what we'll do.
Pardon me.
Yes?
May I cut in? This is an excuse me dance, you know.
Curse. I'll see you later, Colonel Gritpipe.
Very good, Mariah.
Afizia. Would you mind taking your knees out of my eyes?
I beg your pardon.
I say, I hope you didn't mind me excusing you.
No, I love competition.
I'm Neddy Seagoon, English tourist, you know. I'm on a walking tour.
I thought this couldn't be dancing.
Their Imperial Majesties, the Emperor and Empress Ferrandel El Juan de Lobush, Catalania of Sardinia. His Excellency, the Count de Shekels, Ambassador to the Royal Principality of the House of Jorgenburg II. Fred Smith.
I say, that's our British ambassador.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There he goes, collecting for Britain. And here comes the Prime Minister.
Ah, good morning. Good evening.
I say, your voice has changed.
Yes. Don't you read the papers?
Thank you. Next dance, please. Now then, Colonel Gritpipe, I have some bad news.
Bad news?
The man who is going to plant the bomb has got cold feet.
I told you not to send a man without socks.
We must find some other Charlie.
Another Charlie,
yeah.
Eh? Well, let's go into the throne room. Oh. Curse, somebody's in there.
Well, I'd better be going to bed now. It's way past 9 o'clock, you know.
No, wait, Neddy, wait. Just a moment. Moriarty.
What's this?
Moriarty, yes. This is the Charlie for the bomb plan.
What? But this idiot is English.
Is there any other kind? Now listen, what I have in mind is this.
If I might make so bold, I would like to remind listeners that next week's Radio Times is now on sale at all reliable bookstalls, price threepence, and containing a wealth of jolly good information. Thank you.
The two men finished whispering and then spoke.
Sigun, take off that 3-ply deerstalker.
There you are.
Moriarty, have a look at our English friend. Precisely. But look at the birthmark on the lining of his hat.
Yeah, it says mother.
Oh, that. I had it tattooed in at Portsmouth.
Sapristi Knuckles, that is the royal birthmark of the Dimburgers.
Yes, I've been told that often.
Naturally, your rightful place is on the throne.
Yes, but it's locked.
Thank you. Let me tell you a folklore. When you were but a month old, you were snatched from your cradle and an impostor was put in your place, and then...
Yes!
Please, don't do that. Yes, you, poor lad, were wrapped in a copy of the Radio Times and placed on the doorstep of a barber shop.
I know. I hated that barber.
He took you in, didn't he?
Not until I was 23. By that time, I was too big to step over.
Nevertheless, you are now the heir to the throne.
Me? Emperor of Austria or Hungary?
Yes.
Oh, we'll have a grand time, won't we?
Yes.
Wine and girls and wine and girls and, yes. And girls and singing. Be my lord, speak to me, Thora, speak to me, Thora. I'm king. Good luck, I'm king. I must send a postcard to the lads, mustn't I?
Yes.
Mr. Whatchacallit, what are you doing tonight? I'm an emperor, aren't we all?
You silly, twisted boy.
Well, my loyal subject, where's the keys to the old royal purse, eh? And while we're giving orders, get me a princess.
Not so fast, Crown Prince Charlie. Before we can take office, there is one little job you must do.
Just say the word.
Assassinate Crown Prince Arnold. Stretch a better, Geldray.
The Rightful Heir, Part 2. And I quote from the Radio Times. Until the plot to eliminate Kronprinz Arnold has been perfected, the rightful heir, Ned Seagoon, is kept in the Gasthaus of Fred Café. Bed and Frühstück 2 Mark, proprietor Herr Krun.
Guten Morgen, Herr Ober.
Guten Morgen, mein Harry. Do you want breakfast now, or will you wait until it's ready?
Yes, 6 boiled eggs.
Good. I'll just shout down the hatch. Frau Bannister?
Jawohl, Buddy.
6 gekochte Eier?
6 gekochte Eier.
Coffee, mein Harry?
Yes.
Und ein Tasse Kaffee.
Und ein Tasse Kaffee.
With milk.
Mit ein bisschen Milch.
Mit ein
bisschen
Milch.
Oh, and bread and butter.
Und Brot mit Butter. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Then I'll just go down into the kitchen.
Why?
Minnie doesn't understand German.
I sat back to read a picture of King Edward. I was just about to draw a mustache on the portrait. Went through the window. It was a stone with a man tied to it.
Hello? Oh, it's good to be alive.
Who are you, you ragged idiot?
I'm the famous Eccles, and I got a message for you.
Let me see. This paper is blank.
I know. I got to write the message on it. Now then, what's your name?
Seagoon.
Okay. Dear Seagoon, the man who is writing this note has a message for you. Signed, Eccles. There, read that.
Is it for me?
Let me see. Your name's Seagoon?
Yes.
Yep, it's for you, yep.
Who's it from?
Who's it from now? Let me see. Signed, Enk. Oh, no, signed Enkel. No, that's what it. Got the word here. Got it. I got it. Don't worry. Signed Eccles. It's from me.
Give it here. Let me see it. Dua Sagloon. De man rus nat le fur. Grot olg fog mag. Sigund Eccles.
Oh, I made a right mess of that, didn't I?
Never mind, Caxton. It so happens I overheard you writing this note.
Oh. Oh, well, burn that note quick.
Why?
I don't want people to think that I'm illiterate.
Why not? You have the personality to carry it off.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Oh, it's good to be alive. Good to be alive.
Now hurry up and give me that message.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to the castle of the Imperial Hussars and ask the commander for the secret parcel.
Secret parcel, right.
Yep, well, I better be off now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Gad, I've never seen a man's boots move so fast.
Neither have I. I'd better run after him.
Wait, keep coming with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to explain the reason for that extended silence. It's quite simple. When Ned Seagoon and the famous Eccles departed, the room was left empty. Hence, the lack of sound. In case any of you have just switched on, here once again is the sound of an empty room. Thank you. I leave you with the empty room.
Come along, Min.
I'm coming, buddy.
Well, here's your breakfast, Herr Seagoon.
6
Zwei eggs, six eggs. Zwei eggs, six eggs in German. Coffee mit Milk, Herr Siegel.
With the milk, yes. And the grapefruit, buddy.
The grapefruit.
They got the salt for him, Henry.
Yes, I got
he liked this breakfast. It's a lovely
breakfast. It's a beautiful breakfast, Min.
I hope you enjoy it, Herr Siegel. I do.
Well,
I hope you enjoy it.
Bon appetite, Herr Siegel.
Bon appetit.
Min?
What, Hen?
Herr Siegel isn't here.
Perhaps he's gone out for some breakfast. And...
Yes, he must have gone out.
Let's have a look for him, Henry.
Yes. He's not here, Min.
You mean I've cooked all this breakfast and nothing?
It wasn't my fault, Min.
No, Henry, I don't like this sort of German espionage.
Naughty, Minnie, don't
like
lose
it.
Your temper
no,
again.
I don't like it, Min.
No, get the paper. Let's not start a quarrel.
I'm not quarreling, Henry. Buddy, I'm not quarreling.
Do you mean that, Min?
Yes, I love you, Henry, buddy.
Well, if you love me, put that piano down.
I didn't know I had it. You know I'm musical.
Come along, Min. Poor Harry C. June has gone without his breakfast. We must get him.
Little do they know that by now Sigun had reached the castle of the Imperial Hussars.
Little did they know, but that... Greensay was right. But how did he know?
Simple. I had the foresight to purchase a copy of my Radio Times well in advance, thereby enabling me to read the plot of the Goon Show 5 whole days before it was broadcast. There's value for you.
Hey, there in the castle!
Crud me clatter and hit me naughty sploo. That sounds like him, Charlie the First. Tallulah!
Yes, sir?
Lower the drawbridge.
Yin tong and light pole.
Good! Right, come across.
I can't! It's on me foot!
Well, raise it a bit. Come on in. Muggle me steaming chuff 2 feet off the ground and he walks under it. Lower it.
Oh, my bunts!
You know, it just isn't his day.
You fool! Oh. Do you realize I'm Crown Prince Neddy?
Crown Prince Nurgle?
Yes.
What? Oh, please, Neddy, forgive an old Campagna. I'll go to me room and I'll shoot myself.
You can shoot yourself out of here.
What? Do you want me to catch my death of cold? No, I'll do it in my room like a soldier and a man. Sire, could you lend me a pistol?
No.
A dagger?
No.
A sword?
No.
10 bob?
Yes.
Good, I'll borrow that. Honor is satisfied. Unseal the nappy. Now, Your Highness, the secret parcel here is for you.
It's heavy, isn't it?
I'm still holding on to it. Oh, now, now. This is to be placed in the bed of that imposter, Crown Prince Arnold. But first, pull up a portcullis and listen to Gladys Ellington.
Give me your word, your love will never die. Yes, give me your word, you feel the same as I. My heart will beat a lifetime just for you. That's all it wants to do. If yours is just as true, why don't you give me your lips and let your lips remain. Come on, honey, give me one smacker. Give me your word, I am not in love in vain. Give me one hope to guide me, one vow you'll be beside me always. Give me your word. That's my word. Three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words. That's all I live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other word can tell them half so clearly. Three little words. Eight little letters which simply mean I love you. Tell me some more. Wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words. That's all I live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell them half so clearly. Three little words. Eight little letters which simply mean I. Simply mean I. Those wonderful three little words mean I love you.
Disguising myself as a chambermaid, I took the secret parcel into the bedroom of Crown Prince Arnold. 3 hours later, I managed to get out. My disguise had been too perfect.
Ah, Crown Prince Neddy.
Colonel Gritpipe, I put the parcel in his bed. What is in it?
A time bomb.
But isn't that dangerous?
Only when it explodes. Now, what you have to do is to rouse the villagers.
Are they asleep?
No more than usual. Moriarty, a horse for the Crown Prince.
That's a fair swap.
Right, I'm off to rally the villagers round my banner. Get up there!
Yes?
We revolt tonight!
What?
Yes, sir.
We revolt tonight.
Oh, good luck.
We revolt tonight.
Blimey, you back again.
Right, get up.
Ah, your breakfast is ready.
Not now. We're starting the revolution. Yes?
We revolt tonight.
We revolt tonight? Oh, I must warn the villagers. We revolt tonight.
Look here, mate, don't keep picking on me. Try that house over there. We revolt tonight.
Look here, don't keep picking on me. Try that house over there.
Right, mate.
By the way, is that phone call for me?
Which one?
That one.
Pick it up and say.
Hello,
we revolt tonight.
Thank you. Yes?
We have breakfast tonight.
Where's my revolution?
Excuse me.
Certainly.
We just don't care, do we? We know we haven't won the award.
Meanwhile, in the bedroom of the Crown Prince, it is 9:02.
Something has gone wrong with our plans. I've had news that the Crown Prince left for Switzerland this morning.
But the... Well, who's in his bed?
Yeah, Ragan Swanky!
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Arrangement Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Eric Sykes and Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.